In less than a week, Team GB head over to Riga for the final stages of the Olympic pre-qualification tournament against the host club Latvia, Kazakhstan and France. It's certainly the most difficult group that Team GB could ever have wished for, but look at the prize. Win that group and you head over to the Olympic Games, and we all know what that means. This tournament is huge on many levels. For Doug Christiansen, the assistant coach, and his head coach, Tony Hand, it's their biggest challenge since taking over the national programme. But also for British ice hockey, it's a great opportunity to spread the word, spread the gospel, and that's exactly what we've seen happen. For the first time in many a year, national radio, international television, and the national press will be going to Riga with Great Britain. Yes, you'll be able to hear the commentaries on the radio. You'll be able to see the games on ESPN television. You'll be able to read about the results in your national newspapers. And that shows that it is through the national team, through Team GB, that ice hockey can strive in the media and can push itself forward with sponsorship and with national awareness. As good as the Elite League product is, as good as the 10 Elite League teams are of getting their message out locally, it's through the national team that the sport will grow and through the sport will develop and the sport will get out to the wider public. It's a great opportunity as well to show that Team GB is in fact Team GB. Gone are the days of 9, 10, 11 dual national imports, just carrying a British passport and playing for the national programme. Only one dual national will travel to Latvia. That's Rod Saric of the Sheffield Steelers. Every other player, an Indigenous British player, brought up through the youth system in this country, showing just how good the British players are, just to progress to this level. It's a great opportunity as well for the local clubs. The Nottingham Panthers have a great contingent, so do the Sheffield Steelers. Young Robert Lakovich will see this as a super opportunity to just make himself even more of an impact player. In international competition, Lakovich has been outstanding since making his debut. David Clark, Matthew Myers the same. Jonathan Weaver, of course, the former GB captain. Where's the Sheffield Steelers? They take a great contingent as well. The man who was replaced by Jonathan Weaver, Danny Myers heads the GB defensive lineup with Mark Thomas and Rod Saric, whilst up front, Ashley Tate, Jason Hewitt and captain Jonathan Phillips will spare guard six Sheffield Steelers players. It's the largest contingent of any team in the country. Thursday, Friday, Sunday, the three biggest days in Great Britain ice hockey history. Latvia, Kazakhstan and the French. We all like a battle against the French, don't we?